The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Great. So hello and welcome. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. The topic for today's meditation is self-compassion. We've been working our way through the concentric circles, the different categories and compassion, and we've come to self-compassion, and we're going to linger here for a few sessions because you can't have enough self-compassion. Filling one's own cup with one's own care, especially holding one's own suffering with care, love, affection, instead of self-recrimination or self-judgment or trying to whip yourself into shape, like, oh, here you are. Oh, you're being a crybaby, calling yourself names. Ouch, ouch. It's adding more insult to injury. It's more adding more insult to injury. And it doesn't really work, actually. It doesn't really work to get us to do what we want to do in the world. It just makes us more depressed. Disempowers us, makes us feel bad. There are plenty of studies connecting lack of self-compassion and self-flagellation with depressive mind states, self-criticism, self-judgment with depressive mind states. And of course it makes sense, because if you keep hitting yourself, keep demeaning yourself, of course, ouch, ouch. It doesn't support you, but it makes you feel worse. So instead of actually supporting you to be stronger in the world, it actually diminishes you. So self-compassion is also very different from self-aggrandizement, being self-obsessed. It's none of those. It's none of those. It's a healthy self-care, self-regard for oneself. Basically, the way you would treat someone you care about. You can think of a young one. And we did this in the meditation a couple of weeks ago. If you imagine a little child who's having a hard time, you wouldn't kick them and say, oh, come on, get it together. But ouch, we tend to do that when we have a hard time. We kick ourselves in the shin, get it together, instead of, oh, sweetie, this is hard. This is hard. So the first step in compassion, especially in self-compassion, is acknowledging that this is hard. Simply acknowledging that this is hard, what you're going through right now, this is hard. Just that simple acknowledgement that we often miss. And I know that I've missed that many, many times in my life. Having had a chronic illness, the first few years, the first few months of it, I would be tired, exhausted, and I would berate myself. Come on, there are all these emails waiting for you. Get it together. It's like, oh, and then it took me a while to realize, wait, sweetie, you're tired. You're not being lazy. There's something going on in this body. And learning to actually be more affectionate, to be more understanding, to realize that it was challenging. It was the starting point of knowing, of learning how to work with it. So that awareness, bringing awareness to seeing that this is challenging, can open our hearts to care and can open our minds to wisdom, to actually open up to ways to wisely work with it instead of continuing to kick ourselves and get into a vicious cycle. So with that, let's start practicing together. Let's get into our meditation posture. And landing. Landing in your body. Landing with whatever is showing up in this moment, in this body, in this heart, in this mind. Taking a temperature of what is present. Whatever is present, as you become aware, relaxing around it. It's an emotion, thought, pain in the body. And we'll spend a few minutes, as always, at the beginning, just to rest. Just to arrive with the breath. In the body, one breath at a time. Relaxing, softening the soft tissue. As much as possible. Letting go. Receiving each breath in this moment, in the abdomen, in the lower body. You know what to do. Taking refuge in this moment's simplicity. letting your heart settle and relax, putting down thoughts, concerns, just this moment. And if thoughts arise in this moment, becoming aware, noticing, thinking is happening right now. And is it necessary to have these thoughts right now? Is it really? And smilingly with a sense of humor, bowing to them, putting them down. Thank you. Come back later. I'd like to invite you to bring to mind something that has been challenging for you. It doesn't have to be the most challenging aspect of your life right now, but something that has been challenging, and perhaps you haven't been recognizing it as difficult. You've been berating yourself and judging yourself. For not doing better, handling it better, etc., etc. Bring this aspect to mind, to your heart. Realizing that, given all the causes and conditions in your life, unique to you, this is a challenging situation. It's hard. This is hard. And if anyone else, given your genetics, your upbringing, your family, your background, all the experiences of your life, was faced with this challenge right now, with this situation right now, it would be difficult for them. So it's not so personal. This is a challenging situation for anyone. And letting yourself feel, emotionally feel, this is hard. This has been hard. This was hard. This is challenging, sweetie. Or simply, ouch. Ouch. Letting yourself feel the difficulty. Get in touch with the pain, sorrow, the suffering of this situation. This is hard, sweetie. This is hard. It's not easy. It would be hard for anyone. Oh, dear one, this is hard. It's challenging. Inserting whatever word works for you. This is painful, difficult, hard. Using your own language. And now, as if you were a younger version of yourself, a miniature version of yourself, feeling this pain, this sorrow, this challenging situation, this loneliness, sadness, confusion. Exasperation, whatever it might be. Frustration. Imagine this younger version of you is experiencing this. Or if it's more accessible for you, a younger version. A young version of someone in your family you really care about. If it's not as accessible to see yourself. Either way, see what works best for you. To really feel into. If a younger being experiencing the same situation, similar situation, how would your heart respond? Would you judge them, kick them? Berate them, or would you try to comfort them, support them? Care for them with affection, love, and help them through it. You know what to do. Trust your heart. You know how to respond. And if you're visual, you can use a visual image of the situation, your reaction or felt sense or sounds, words. See what works best for you. To really feel into a sense of wise, compassionate response. To this challenge, to this pain, to the sorrow. Maybe you invite the little child to sit on your lap and be comforted. Whatever way you show your care, you understand, you listen to them, you hear them. You're open. You believe them. You don't dismiss them. How can you make them feel safe and supported with you? With this challenge. It's okay, sweetie. It's okay. I'm here for you. I understand. I love and support you. I know this is hard. It's okay. It's okay, sweetie. And now realizing this young version of yourself or this young child is not so different from you. And as if they were in your own heart, feeling your own pain, your own challenge, holding yourself with care. How hard it is for you in your body, in your heart, in your mind, this challenge. Acknowledging this is hard. This has been hard. Holding your own heart. Your own self. With understanding, love, care, compassion. And if you wish, experiment with putting the palm of your hand in your heart center, the middle of your chest, physically connecting with yourself. As if this little younger version of you was in your heart center, connecting with them. Oh, sweetie, this is hard. Connecting with this dear being that is you. here for you, sweetie. You're doing your best. You're doing the best you can. I care for you. This is hard. This is hard. For the last few minutes of this practice, extending our circle of care and compassion for all the beings who are practicing with us in this moment, knowing that all of us have challenges. It's part of this human condition. It's not that we're doing it wrong, we're living wrong. It's part of the human condition. Challenges, suffering, sorrow, difficulty. It's a mark of existence. Extending our care for all us humans, dealing with our own challenges. In our lives, wishing all of us ease. May we all have ease with our challenges, with our difficulties, our sorrow, our pain. May we all meet our difficulties with care, with love, with compassion. May we hold ourselves dear. Holding each other dear. And extending our compassion, our care to all beings everywhere. Those we know, those we don't. All beings. May all beings everywhere have ease with their challenge, with their sorrow, suffering. May they be free from their pain. May they all hold themselves and be held in kindness and compassion. May all beings be safe. Feel safe. Be happy. Be healthy. And have ease. Thank you all. Thanks for your practice. So there are so many different ways to practice self-compassion. So many paths to the temple. There is not one path. We explore some ways here. There are other ways. Keep exploring. Keep experimenting. And see what works for you. see what works for you. And let yourself be surprised. If there are ways that have worked for you in the past, try something else. Try something new. Let yourself be surprised. And can practice self-compassion with words, with the phrases, or without words. There are different ways to enter it. Holding ourselves, our younger version, holding ourselves as an adult, receiving care, love from a compassionate being. There's so many different flavors and ways to do it. And we'll explore many of them. So you can write a love letter, compassion letter to yourself. So we'll explore another way on Monday. And yeah, I would love to hear what you discovered in this way, in this exploration today. And you are welcome to type it in chat to everyone or just to me. And if it's just to me, I won't say your name. You can also raise your hand to unmute yourself and share your discovery, your wisdom, your question, which is very important, especially if you haven't shared in a while. I'd like to invite you to speak up. Or if you're new to this Sangha, your contribution is important. So what did you discover? It's all welcome. And by sharing what worked or didn't, questions, you're supporting each other. You know this already. By making yourself vulnerable and sharing of yourself, you're supporting others. Let me start by asking. So we have a reflection from Jerry. It was very helpful to think of my friends, relatives, and if they were in my position, how difficult that they also would feel. Great. Yeah. Yeah. That's a helpful perspective. Sometimes we think we are superhuman and we should be able to deal with this, whatever this is. And realizing, and as Jerry brought in, thinking of your friends, relatives, somebody else in this situation, especially someone with the same as I was offering, with the same causes and conditions, especially with the same background, genes and upbringing and all the challenges that you've had. So this is not unique to you. This situation would be challenging for anyone, and of course with the combination of conditions that you have. So this is hard. So realizing that can be the first and most important step. Yeah, thank you, Jerry, for sharing that. Very important. Did that realization support others? Or imagining yourself? Emily, please.
I think something that was hard for me, just like in the actual experience of trying to practice tonight, was it being the end of the week. And, you know, I'm a freelancer, like I run my own life and business, and just kind of feeling this feeling of dissatisfaction with what I accomplished today and this week. And it was really hard for me to let go. And I noticed with at a certain point, like I even turned the Zoom on, but I was like, but I'm going to work on my taxes at the same time. And then I was like, that feels crazy. And I kind of felt like I was wanted to be done with working and kind of drained and, you know, didn't really want to do more. But because I didn't feel as productive as I want, you know, that it was like hard to let the weekend begin. And I think for me, there's a challenge around like what my behavior is versus the compassion. Like it can feel like I should have done a better job. And so if I feel compassion, then I'm going to like not take care of my life. Yeah. So those are just some thoughts I was reflecting.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you brought this in, Emily, because it's what you said is so typical that, oh, and I was trying to refer to it at the beginning, that, oh, if you feel compassion, then you won't get anything done and you'll become a couch potato and you'll just be compassionate to yourself all like, oh, I won't get anything done if I'm compassionate, which is the wrong perspective. And studies show that, in fact, when we are more compassionate, we take more responsibility for our actions. And it's, in fact, the other way around. When we self-flagellate, it's like, oh, I'm a failure. I didn't get enough done. I'm terrible. Then we're just beating ourselves up and we're throwing perfectly good moments after maybe what hasn't been accomplished. And we're beating ourselves. We're making ourselves small. And then we get depressed. And then we don't feel like doing anything. It becomes a vicious cycle. So I want to say, trust me and trust the research. But at the same time, don't trust me. Try it. Try it. Just see, take that step of trust. If you, with what you just described, and being a freelancer, this is so familiar because you're on your boss and you're pushing yourself and you have so many hats and you're doing so many things. And yet it's hard. It's really hard to say, oh, sweetie, this is hard for all freelancers. This, I can tell you, this is hard. This is hard. It's an ongoing. If there was a forum of freelancers, this would be number one. Didn't accomplish enough. Whereas if you actually went through your day, you did this, you did that, you did like, oh, so like, oh, sweetie, this is hard. It's hard to be a freelancer. It's hard to work on your own. It's hard not to have a network. It's hard to set your own schedule. It's hard to set, to motivate yourself. It's hard, sweetie. It's hard. Isn't, as I say this, I see you're nodding. All, I know that all of it. So, sweetie, this is hard. Oh, and I love you. And I know this is hard. You're doing your best and it's okay. So many things are not done. So I'm inviting you to trust this. Try it for a week. If you become a couch potato, please send me an email. Let's chat. But try it. What do you have to lose? You've tried the other way, right? And as you were saying, there was a sense of like, I don't want to do my taxes, but that's crazy. Like, you've done this, right? So try it for a week and let's check in. Is that okay, Emily? Can we make a little contract? Okay, great. Fantastic. Oh, want to read a couple more reflections. One reflection is, my hand on my heart feels incredibly tender. I often looked for this compassion outside of myself. It is such a realization that I can give myself this compassion and love. Beautiful. Thank you for that reflection. Another reflection, I had a right chest and the deep breathing and your words loosening. I had a tight chest and the deep breathing and your words loosened the tightness. Lovely. Compassion often does that. And last reflection. I'm surprised at realizing how hard I have been on myself since childhood. And this awareness and realization is helping me to build a self-compassion practice. Thank you for guiding this meditation with such gentleness and kindness. You are so welcome. That is such an important realization, that we've been hard on ourselves. And it can be transformatory. Just transformational for ourselves and for all those whose lives we touch. So thank you for your practice, dear one, and all of you who are practiced together. So the invitation I have for our practice, a different kind of practice, is where our practice meets the rubber meets the road. And again, if you have to go, it's okay. But if you can stay, please stretch yourselves. Please stretch yourselves to practice in community. I invite you to please just stretch yourself a little bit. And the invitation is, again, as we go into groups, spend a minute of compassion, care for others that you see with your eyes open and let them receive you. This can be so powerful and healing. So powerful and healing. We don't do this enough. And so connecting on Zoom, so connecting. of our common humanity across the world. And then you can share whatever little or as much as you like to share, making sure everybody has a time to say anything if they wish to, holding each other as these young versions of yourselves who are having challenges in the world. And we all have challenges. Anybody not have challenges? Come on, we're all humans, of course. So with that, I'd like to invite us to practice together and hold each other with care and tenderness and compassion. Hold ourselves and others. So I'm going to create the rooms now, and they're open, and here we go.
I really am glad we're doing this, and I hope we extend it because I think it's so important. And so hard. Sometimes it's less hard right now. So I guess what I want to name is just how triggering it can be to touch into the memories of childhood.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful to be doing that with y'all.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for naming that. Yeah. And it can be very challenging, and it's also nice to have community support. And you're courageous to be gently, gently going there, gently, gently touching into the sorrow and the pain of the memories and holding them with compassion, holding them with compassion. Slowly, slowly, gently, gently. So thank you for your deep practice, Susan. And we will stay with self-compassion a little longer. Ariana, please.
I just have to give public acknowledgement to the people in my group because they were so incredibly supportive when I shared kind of the tough stuff that came up in my sit. And I'm really grateful for that.
Oh, it touches my heart. Just to hear what magic happens in these small groups when you all of you come together. It's a privilege that, unfortunately, being the moderator, I can't have with the Zoom and all that. And yet it brings so much joy, so much mudita, vicarious joy for me, hearing what is created by all of you for each other together. It's really heartwarming. And Gita says, it is quite amazing, and I'm deeply grateful that it is possible to connect so deeply in the few minutes of breakout. Yeah. Yes, it is amazing. It's beautiful. So beautiful. And Jerry says, likewise for my group, very supportive. Thanks so much, everyone. Thanks so very much. Yeah, beautiful. So, dear ones, and Forrest, I didn't see your Zoom hand raised. So we'll leave that if you wanted to type it in chat. And okay, well, let's dedicate the merit of our practice together. So may the goodness generated from our attempting to meet ourselves with compassion serve ourselves and serve the world in meeting the world others with compassion. May all beings be free and happy, including ourselves. Thank you. Thanks, everyone. So